Kitty and Robert had dinner one evening with Lincoln Gordon, a classmate of Frank's at the Ethical Culture School, and someone whom Robert had met in 1946 when Gordon served as consultant to Bernard Baruch. Gordon would always remember the dinner conversation that evening. Robert was in a somber, reflective mood, and when Gordon gingerly mentioned the atomic bomb, Oppenheimer spoke at some length about the decision to use the bomb. He acknowledged that he had supported the interim committee's decision, but he confessed that he didn't understand to this day why Nagasaki was necessary. He said this with sadness in his voice, not anger or bitterness. After recording the Reith lectures in London, the Oppenheimers crossed the English Channel and went to Paris, where Kitty phoned Hoke and Chevalier at his Montmartre flat, only to learn that Hoke was attending a conference in Rome. Informed that he might be back in a few days, Robert and Kitty took a train to Copenhagen, where they visited with Bohr for 3 days. When they returned to Paris, Chevalier was there, and he insisted that they have dinner at his apartment on their last evening in the city. It was an invitation that would have dire consequences. At Strauss' request, security officers in the U.S. Embassy in Paris followed Oppenheimer's movements about the city and obtained a list from his hotel of every phone call he made. The Paris embassy reported that Chevalier, who is very unfavorably known and is suspected of being a Soviet agent, is on the watch list of the French police and intelligence services.